Blog Talk Radio.
Great Friday, and welcome back to Your Health is Your Wealth. I am, of course, Sister Kimberly Silas, and I am over the moon excited about February 15th, the fabulous Friday 2019. It's the day following our customary Valentine's Sweetheart I Love You Day, and I just want to start this segment of the show off saying that I am madly crazy about you, and I am over the moon in love with me. Yes, you heard it. I have learned to embrace the fact that I am a gift of God, and I love me. Yes, I do. I want to start this segment off as we do on every week with the highest level of enthusiasm and energy that I can bring forth. And how do we do that? By affirming who we are. I would like to say, I will hear the words of the Holy Spirit within. I will lead and not follow. I will create and not destroy. I am a force for good. I defy the odds. I set new standards. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am loved by God. I am chosen by God. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I repeat, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against me in judgment shall be condemned. Why? Because I'm a champion. Everything I touch turns to gold. It is my season. It is my turn. I am humble. I am happy. I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am strong, and I am whole. I am a champion and will never be broke or broken another day in my life. Oh, I love that part. I am a champion and I will never be broke or broken another day in my life. I will live the fullest of life and all that God has for me. I insist that my actions reflect a positive life. I am insistent that my actions reflect a positive life, and my future is bright because my attitude is right. Thank you so very much on today. This is such an exciting Friday, February the 15th. And what I just want to reflect on is Valentine's Day can generally send people into a depressed state of stupor. Why? Because we automatically assume that it means you have to have a romantic relationship in order to embrace and appreciate the gift of love. And that is so absolutely far from the truth. Let me tell you where we are with this thing on today. I want to open up in a moment of meditation that recognizes that my love is the light in a dark place. And wherever you are, whether you were able to celebrate the 14th with someone special or whether you found yourself alone, I want you to recognize that Valentine's Day is just the designated day that we like to recognize the gift of love. But every day of your life, I want you to recognize that my love, your internal spirit, is the light in dark places. I want to repeat that. The love in you is the light in dark places. Now, there is a light that shines so brightly that it cannot be extinguished. There is a light that shines so bright that it cannot be extinguished. When you see it, you will recognize it. This light leaves a legacy. Study groups, religions, and spiritual gatherings are created in remembrance of this light. Books are written about it, movies are, and documentaries are produced to keep the light shining. The light lived in Jesus Christ, the light lived in Buddha, the light lived in Mother Teresa, Martin Luther King Jr., Lao Tzu, Howard Thurman, and many, many others. And of course, we see that light in present-day teachers. The liberating news, hear now, the liberating news is that that same light lives in each and every one of us. That's right. I am the light that shines in dark places. My acts of love are experienced as a healing energy by people I encounter. How bright I shine reflects my acceptance of myself. I am light. I am capable of love. Whenever healing is needed, I send my light and my love. My light and love is not limited by time and space. I accept my new title as a light worker. I gratefully rest knowing that all is truly well in the world. I am the healing light and love of God. I am the light of the world. I thank you, love, in me, through me, as me, around me, through the Christ within, and so it is. Now, this is a reflection taken from St. John's 1:5. And the same light shines in darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. We are all manifestations of God himself. We have all a divine nature. And I choose to recognize my empowerment as love and light. Now, I am in my home office, and I have a plaque that I received from Mindspring. And Mindspring is a platform that encourages and fosters a positive state of consciousness. Whatever you constantly reflect on is what you will constantly be. It takes a lot of disciplined focus in order to change your consciousness. You have to think about it. If you've been living and believing and thinking one way for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and all of a sudden I come along, Sister Kimberly, and say, hey, think positive, live positive, and everything you want in the universe will be added unto you. I am telling you God honored truth. It is true. However, it takes a lot of discipline, focus, and conditioning. It's like learning to bounce a basketball or dunk or swim or run track. It takes a lot of focus to make it to the Super Bowl. It takes a lot of consistent development. So I am asking you on today to just take the time to commit to wanting to change your focus. But back to Mindspring, one of my favorite quotes is, your mind is a garden, your thoughts are the seed. You can grow flowers or you can grow weeds. And that is as simple as it comes. You have to make a decision is, what is it that you're wanting to fester? And I often say my actions and my prayers must come into full alignment in order for them to come to fruition. What does that mean? I am constantly asking God to strengthen me, to bless me, to honor me, to bring me into a state of abundance. And I already know that my prayers are answered, but my actions have to align with what I am asking God to bring me. So with that being said, it is my ongoing prayer that my mind is a garden, my thoughts are the seed. I am committed to growing flowers, and I am extracting all the weeds. That's where I am with this thing. I am speaking truth over my circumstances, and I am living the abundance of life and all that God has for me. And I also want to share, this is February. We're wrapping up our segment on eating healthy and promoting the body of a champion. That has been our theme. Now, today, myself, Kimberly Silas, we are focusing on the healthy body of a champion through the lens of faith, denouncing all forms of fear and reflecting on the truth. We are uniquely and wonderfully made. Now, acknowledging this truth requires us to move towards being healthy from the inside out. Accomplishing our goals may initially seem unobtainable. However, through educating ourselves, exposing ourselves, and the willingness to execute, the key word is execute our faith, we'll find that maintaining a healthy body is within each and every one of us. Now, knowledge is power, but the more we execute our knowledge, the more power we reap. And that's where we are with this thing. I have had such an amazing February. Each day has been one proud and exciting moment after another. I've made major, major accomplishments that just seem pretty minute to the average eye. I want to share something with you. I weigh in regularly. My goal, I've lost over 100 pounds in approximately 3 years. My goal is to maintain this journey for the rest of my life. I often share with my family and friends that I want to be this happy little old lady riding a tricycle all around town with plenty of muscle tone, vigor, and zest. I don't care who laughs at me. I'm going to laugh along with them because I want to be independent, self-sufficient, and happy. And in this journey, I have 50 more pounds to lose. So what I do is with my social media following, I allow them to watch me on this journey, and I weigh in on every Monday. Now, I am an independent business owner, and I am an affiliate marketer with a wellness, with the top number one industry in health and wellness. Shameless plug, we are number one. But what I am encouraging people is, hey, come join me because our products are the best and we have the easiest regimen and it's a lot of fun. Okay, so I get on the scale every Monday and I weigh in advertising and promoting that I am going to lose 5, 7, 10 pounds a week. It's possible. I've done it numerous times. Well, what happened last week was, and I didn't do a lot of cheating. I really didn't. I've been dealing with this Mucinex thing where I have upper congestion, and I decided that I was going to do Mucinex over antibiotics and continue to use my detox tea to flush my system. By the way, it is working, and I feel phenomenal. But in me doing that and not feeling well during this, during having perspective of illness, I weighed in on Monday, and I want to say the 11th. It was the 11th. I weighed in on Monday, and I had only lost 6 ounces. Okay, my first mindset said postpone the weigh-in. Don't let people see that you've only lost 6 ounces. Because it won't go over well. And then I said, absolutely not. I need people to recognize that you are going to encounter some very challenging times. You are trying to convince a body that is potentially in an obese state that all you got to do is wish upon a star and all of this weight is going to come off of you. No, that's not how it works. It takes consistent, vigilant, focused, unrelentless fear. And you've got to keep thriving towards the mark. So these 6 ounces that I lost in this week's time, I had to show the world that this is where I'm at and this will not defeat me. So I get on the scale, and, of course, all I had to promote that week was 6 ounces. And today I get on the scale, and guess what? The week isn't even over yet. Those pounds that I had assumed that I would have lost last week, I lost them on today. I am down 6 pounds. So it brings us back to this scientific mindset or the scientific nature of the body, that the body will retain fluids. It will weigh heavier over the muscle, over the fat. And the scale can be sometimes misleading, but I do recall feeling better, my clothes fit better, and I have a spirit of conviction that I refuse to give up no matter what. So with that being said, I just want to say, hey, this Monday I'm really looking forward to the weigh-in because guess what? I have something to show my followers. This is why you don't give up. This is why you keep going, because everything you want is right at your fingertips. You just have to stay focused and believe. And that's what we are doing, executing our faith. Now, on last week, we ended up speaking on carbohydrates. And by the way, I want to say happy birthday to my mother, Mary's fabulous Silas. She celebrated her birthday on Tuesday, the 12th of February, and she is healthy and happy and over the moon, ecstatic about her improved health And on Facebook, you guys, she had over 107 well wishes and about 89 to 90 comments. And she personally wants to say thank you to everyone. And she is doing incredibly well. And we are celebrating as a family her continued success. And we love her. But last week, she had a question of, after a doctor's visit, about incorporating more carbs into her diet, incorporating healthy carbs and eliminating the unhealthy carbs. Now, with this being the month to promote a healthy body of a champion, we generally talk about food regimen and what we can eat and what has been the success to my weight loss is what I refer to as the green and lean, a combination of the green and the lean. I cut out a lot of unnecessary foods, and I focus on green, fruits and vegetables, and lean meats, turkey, fish, salmon, shrimp, crab. I do lean and mean, and it has been very successful for me. But we're going to talk about the recipes and the regimen at a later date. We want to finalize what it means to recognize healthy carbs over unhealthy carbs. Now, a carb in itself, you guys, is merely a plant. It is just a plant. It is wheat. It is grain. It is barley. It is whey. It are all those things that grow naturally out of the ground. Cabbage is a carb. Sweet potato is a carb. Tomato, onions, pickles, cucumbers, all of those things are carbs. What happens when we make the carb unhealthy is when we transform that plant into something else. Like we turn a potato into a potato chip. We turn a cucumber into a pickle. We turn herbs and spices into dressings and base and paste. And it turns into an unhealthy state of carb. So one of the easiest ways I know to keep you on a healthy track is to learn to enjoy your foods in their natural, original, desired nature. Most often raw. We need to be incorporating more raw fruits and vegetables into our bodies versus cooked. That's number one. Secondly, with our vegetables, we need to get at least 3 servings of fruits and vegetables per day. Now, I want to stop right there because I have from healthyhabits.com, I have a regimen that I like to follow, or at least I remind myself of it on a regular basis, and it's called the Top 10 Daily Countdown. And if anyone is interested, I can make a copy and send this out to you. All you have to do is inbox me at Kimberly Silas on Facebook.com or Silas Kimberly at Instagram, and I can get you a lot of these helpful hints. But it's the Top 10 Daily Countdown, and it's number 10. We're going to start at 10 and work our way down to 1. 10 affirmations of self-love daily. 10 affirmations of self-love daily. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am a force for good. I defy the odds. I set new standards. I am a conqueror. I am a champion. I am loved by God. I am chosen by God. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against me in judgment shall be condemned. Those are affirmations, 10 of them. Pick 10 of your choice and feed your spirit 10 healthy affirmations daily, as many times a day as you want. So we're going to do 10 healthy I love me affirmations. We're going to take 9,000 steps. Now, 9,000 steps seems like a lot, but it's really, really, really easy. Whether you're going in the grocery store, whether you're walking around the house, whether you're walking around the parking lot, within 24 hours, we're awoke probably 16 to 18 of those hours. You can get in 9,000 steps. So remember that. 10 affirmations, 9,000 steps, 8 hours of sleep, 7 glasses of water, 6 minutes of meditation. Meditation is so crucial, uninterrupted, quiet time just for you to commune with God, for you to commune with self. Just take 6 minutes of the day just to honor your temple, just to express how much you love yourself. There's nothing wrong with honoring you. 6 minutes of meditation, 5 servings of fruit and vegetable. 5. You're going to have 3 healthy meals, 3 healthy snacks. Somewhere in there, incorporate fruit and veggies. 5 servings of fruit and veggies, 4 breaks throughout the day, stretching and mental stretching. My mom likes to do crossword puzzles, and she likes Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune. Mental mind stretching. You can't allow your mind to become dormant. Find you something that is going to stretch the body and stretch the mind. 3 meals and 3 healthy snacks. 2 hours without the phone every day. I know our phones are little handheld computers, but you're going to have to incorporate 2 hours out of the day where you're not stuck to that phone, preferably before bedtime. Why? Because when you, whatever you rest in your consciousness and you lay down on it is what you're going to reflect on throughout your sleep. So try to avoid excessive social media and excessive use to your cell phone at least 2 hours before bed. And last but not least, 1 session of exercise, okay? So that's 10 affirmations, 9,000 steps, 8 hours of sleep, 7 glasses of water, 6 minutes of meditation, 5 servings of fruits and veggies, 4 breaks, stretching and mental, 3 meals, healthy snacks, 2 hours of no phone before bed, and 1 session of exercise. Now, this is the Healthy Habit 10 countdown. Remember what I said at the top of the show, it takes a lot of focus. For a lot of us, it's a whole new level of conditioning. If we weren't raised like this, or if we spent the last 30, 40 years avoiding these things, I would like to encourage you to at least try. And what I do in my regimen, what I post to my followers on Facebook, is that this is a very, very fun lifestyle, and 90% of the time, I laugh at myself, laughing at myself in the gym or trying to do the hula hoop or jumping rope for the first time in 20 years, whatever it is, don't get discouraged, laugh at yourself, you know, and learn to be consistent. But we were talking about healthy carbs, and basically that's what it is. If you can remember that a carbohydrate is merely a plant. And we stopped on last week about reading the fine print, and I decided to start back on this today because it was so incredibly enlightening for me, and it says the chemical name for table sugar is sucrose, S-U-C-R-O-S-E. Now, other names you might see include fructose. We always see fructose, dextrose, and maltose. Now, these are forms of sugar. You often see it in ketchup and pastas and salad dressings. Fructose is on everything, and sucrose. So the higher up that it appears on the ingredient list, the more added sugar that it has. Now, that was good to know. Now, what that means is when you're looking, you're in the store and you're shopping around and you flip your content to the back, and you look at the ingredient level, and it's got all of these names listed on there, a lot of them we can't pronounce. But the very top of it, you know it'll start off saying water, salt, vinegar, sugar, and then it starts going into all these names that we can't pronounce. The further down on the list that the words appear, the less the content. The higher up that it appears, the more the content, and that's basically what it means. So learning to read the labels is critical. But something else I wanted to bring a note of is that sometimes we want to avoid simple carbs, carbs that have been modified from its original content. For example, milk and other dairy products contain lactose or milk sugar. Now, milk, a lot of people like animal milk. I prefer almond milk, or my aunt gave me milk that was from, oh my goodness, it is soy milk, and it's really, really, really good. It has a very long life shelf life, and it's really good. And it's not, it doesn't form mucus in the body, and it's actually pretty decent. So I don't do a lot of animal milk, but I do love cheese. So I just have to limit my amount of cheese, and I prefer white American cheese, and I like pepper jack. So whenever I do cheese, those are the two that I do. Now, will it form mucus in the body, and can it be potentially harmful if consumed in large quantities? Absolutely. But as I said, I limit myself, and it's a form of a treat. Now, secondly, get smart about your bread. Does your bread have complex carbs that are good for you? It depends on the grain used to make it. And last week we ended on getting whole grain bread. And also barley, rye, oats, and whole wheat are some of the top choices. But any bread that has been bleached and is white is an automatic no-no. Stay away from bleached processed bread. Stay away from, and I hate to say this because I love Dollar Tree, but Dollar Tree bread is probably not the best bread because they're looking at the most economical fraction or portion for the community, and I can guarantee you that it has not been given the attention that it needs towards wellness. So I love Dollar Tree, so Dollar Tree, don't fault me for this, but you may need to spend a little more on your bread. Please, please, please get smart about your bread. It is a very large part of our dietary makeup. We love bread here in America, and I just encourage you to make better bread choices. Choose whole grains, barley, rye, oats, and whole wheat bread as your top choice, okay? And fruit, what about fruit? They're sweet, which must mean that they have simple carb, right? That's true, but they're still a healthy choice. Fruit is a healthy choice. They've got plenty of fiber in them, most especially apples, and it helps slow down the breakdown of sugar. Plus, most are good source of nutrients like vitamin C and potassium. So eat fruits like like pears, apples, berries, and they're all especially high in fiber. I really, really wish we had more time. You know, soda, please stay away from carbonated drinks. Please, 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 please. Even the ones that say dietary, diet sodas, contain a lot of sweeteners, often use high fructose corn syrup, and it's right there on the nutritional label. All you have to do is use the tools that we mentioned earlier and read for yourself. It's not a healthy choice to pick these diet drinks. If you get more in the habit of drinking water, you need to have plenty, plenty, plenty of water in your diet. You can make your own versions of healthier drinks, whether you blend up a strawberry, a pear, or apple in a blender, incorporate it with water. I personally like my detox tea with a little lemon and some stevia. It is amazing. But you want to stay away from carbonated drinks. And, of course, starchy vegetables such as sweet potato, squash, pumpkin, all of those are real good. And when I mentioned stevia, the only two sweeteners that I use would be honey, natural honey, hibernated in the area and region in which I live. That is critical because honey has healing factors. But if you buy honey from Europe, it hasn't been hibernated in your area, so the likelihood of it having healing capacities is very, very low. So, and bring on the beans. Eat as many, they're good. It's a good way to get complex carbs, whether you choose kidney, white, black, pinto, garbanzo beans. All of them have tons of fiber, and they're very, very good for you. You know, we've come to the end of our segment, and I really, really, really wanted to get deeper off into this. Perhaps we can revisit it on next week, ways, or maybe just come up with a segment where we can determine how we are going to set regimen and precedent over the things that are most healthiest for us to eat. But again, we meet here every first and third Friday of the month at 2 p.m. And Dr. Nathaniel Dunlap, he leads us off every Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. with the PRF table, which focuses on your financial wellness. Where are you financially, and are you aware of how to improve yourself from a spiritual perspective and a mental, physical, financial perspective? It is very riveting, mind-impacting, thought-provoking information. I encourage everyone to be right here at Your Health is Your Wealth at 347-215-7934. Or log in online at blogtalkradio.com, PRF table. Again, Your Health is Your Wealth is every first and third Friday of the month at 2 p.m. And Dr. Nathaniel Dunlap is on every Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. So, again, we want to thank you. And remember, I am so incredibly crazy about you and madly in love with me. Thank you for choosing Your Health is Your Wealth on today. If you're interested in reaching out, I am Kimberly Silas, S-I-L-A-S, and I can be reached on Facebook, or I can be reached at Instagram at Silas Kimberly. Thank you again, and make it an amazing, amazing day. Be blessed. Mwah.